Welcome to another episode of the ADHD Hour! On the left, you have the one and only Young God! And to his right, we have the one and only, possibly not really unique clone, Spectrum the Originator! And together they form the Stupid Negro Association, Justice League of America!
You forgot to put ADHD in there.
That was the pre-intro.
Oh, and that was the intro.
Okay. Anyway, welcome back to another episode. I got a question for you. Mm-hmm. What's something you learned? Like, what insecurities have you learned about women that just shocked you? You're like, what? Y'all insecure about that?
I thought the word insecurity was created for women.
Are you saying a lot of women are insecure?
Every woman is insecure.
You think women?
Okay, all just aside. Everybody is insecure. But an insecurity about women that I learned about, you said?
I actually learned about that. You were shocked. You're like, what?
It's such a broad question.
How about this? Do you think women are more insecure than men?
That's a good question. I don't think it's a men and women thing. The way we should do it is age groups. I think the most secure people are kids who haven't lived their lives yet.
Or I think old people.
Yeah, and then, oh yeah, and old people. So it's super young kids who haven't been put down yet and super old people.
You're complicating things. Do you think a 30-year-old woman is more insecure than a 30-year-old man or not? Which was more insecure?
That's a good question.
How about this? Mm-hmm. Who's more insecure? A 30-year-old woman who's single, who's only been in two relationships, mm-hmm. right? Has no kids. Mm-hmm. Or a 30-year-old man who's single, who's only been in two relationships and doesn't have any kids?
I would say the guy.
More insecure?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the woman would be because her biological clock is ticking.
Yeah, okay. So then you're going to have to add more details to the story. Like, does she want to have kids? Is
every woman wants to have a kid.
That's not necessarily true.
Every single woman.
Because, okay, a man who does have a... Actually, hold on. Let's dissect this. The reason for their situation will dictate the insecurities.
Come on, now. Women are more insecure than men.
You think so?
Yes. Because women lie about their insecurities. Okay. They get dressed up, get put on makeup, mm-hmm. damn near look like clowns, and pretend they do it for themselves.
Oh, I mean, used to being facts.
Yet they compete with other women.
What about this then? What about men who get money, have a nice car, put on cologne?
Men are honest because they'll literally tell you they do it for women. What's the first thing a nigga says when he goes to a party? Where their hoes at?
What a bitch is.
You know why he's there. Mm-hmm. He's not ashamed to say, I'm here for
but
the
hoes. But a woman
will
be like, oh, I'm just here to see my
friends. I'm just
friend,
here to hang out with the girls.
We're not here to get hit on or whatever. We're just mm-hmm. here to have some fun by ourselves. We don't mm-hmm. need no man.
That's what I'm saying. Mm. Men have no problem. Men will be like, I got a motorcycle. I'm about to get all the hoes.
Mm. Right? But then wouldn't that speak to their insecurity as men that they think they need to get those physical things?
No. The reason why, they understand how to play the game, right? They go, oh, women like nice and shiny and pretty things. I'm going to go get those nice, pretty, and shiny things. Whether it's a nice car, a bike, a sports car, or some clothes, some gold chains. They just know how to play the game, and they have no shame in playing the game. Now, women, on the other hand, will do the most and still pretend they're not doing it for men.
Okay, I think there's some truth to what you're saying, but I think you're framing it differently for women than you're doing for men. So therefore, you are proving the point. It supports your point that women are more insecure.
Is this a comedy podcast or not?
What about things that men do that shows their insecurities?
The only men who are insecure are the one who get Beijing.
Okay, there are a lot of them who do that.
But then again, they're doing it for women, and they don't lie about it.
So you don't think men compete with other men?
Why are you bringing logic into this comedy bit?
I've worked with short men who felt the need to puff up their chest.
Short men are not men.
What are they?
Leprechauns.
Ooh, you're right. There's a name for them. You're right. Yeah, I take it back. Okay.
They're fucking dwarves.
What about niggas who can fight so they just pull the strap and shoot?
That's the manliest thing you could do.
Not waste energy throwing hands?
Exactly. Someone disrespects you, you take his life.
Okay, now I have a real question. Which one would you pick? An insecure woman who's working on herself, or a secure woman who don't take shit from no man?
An insecure woman who's working on herself, or a woman,
or a secure woman who don't take crap from no
any
man.
Woman who takes no shit from no man is lying. That's cap. She's. What do you do?
I set you up, man.
It's bullshit.
Okay,
I
go
would
ahead,
take
tell
shit
me.
From no man. Yet she getting beat at home. I'm just saying, it's a coping mechanism.
This can left so quick.
It's a coping mechanism, is what I'm saying.
Hold on. What?
How did this get to domestic violence? I'm just saying, it's cap.
Nigga, what do I
ask? Women lie. Niggas flex.
I asked you a simple question. Which one would you pick?
I answered already.
So you want the insecure woman working on herself versus the secure one?
Because the one
that shows how insecure you are.
No. Because the one who says she's, don't take no shit from me, she's lying. I don't want to date a liar.
What makes you think that she's lying?
Because it's in her nature. Women take shit from men all the time.
Okay, but I'm telling you, she's secure. She's not taking shit from a man.
No man is secure. Because the one thing you got to tell her is like, yeah, that dress makes you look fat. She'll break down.
But if we assign security to her, she's not going to break down if you say, oh, that dress makes you look fat.
You're claiming she's secure, but you're claiming an impossibility.
Okay, so are you saying that there are no women who are secure?
The only woman that's secure is my mama. every other woman, nope.
So no woman is secure in who they are.
No woman
what they have
in
to
this
offer.
World is secure.
So you rather have an insecure woman so you can manipulate her and make her do whatever you want.
What are you saying? I would rather have an insecure. No, that's just women. That's just women. I would rather have a woman. All women are insecure.
Interesting.
Every woman is insecure.
So you would rather, instead of picking a woman who's secure in herself, knows what she wants, don't take no shit from no man like yourself.
If a woman was secure, she wouldn't suck dick. Every woman suck dick.
That's not true. Most women don't suck dick.
Every woman suck dick.
Most women don't suck dick.
Some are particular about the dicks they suck, but every woman suck dick.
So what part of sucking dick makes a woman insecure?
Because she feel like she needs to do that to secure a ring.
That's not insecurity. That's master manipulation.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Nope.
Yes, it is.
Would you suck a dick?
No, Nick.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
You had the common sense to not suck a dick.
No, it's master manipulation. If you knew that, all I have to do is suck this nigga dick and I get commitment for a couple of years where I can take half of the shit if he decides to leave.
All I have to. You know how much effort it takes to suck a dick?
You would know, huh?
I'm just saying, from what I've seen these bitches do.
No. You wouldn't know how much I'm taking second dick.
I'm
you a master dick sucker?
No.
He's the master.
That's because
dick sucker.
I know.
How do you know the effort it takes to suck a dick?
You ever seen a bitch suck a dick? They get lockjaw, their wrists hurt, it's a lot of effort. So fellas, if your lady suck your dick, she's doing a lot for you. So how about you make her feel a little bit
so
secure?
So dick sucking warrants you giving her a ring. And be locked up for 10 years.
Endless dick sucking is worth.
Endless, okay. So she has to continuously suck your dick.
Because the moment you put the ring on her.
But dick sucking stops.
Dick sucking stops.
That's not true.
It's true.
I think if you play your cards right, the dick sucking keeps going.
Nah, that's not true. That's not true. That's not true.
Yeah.
You know, so You know how women get upset mm-hmm. at other women mm-hmm. for, like, you know, stealing their man?
That's because they're not doing the right things to keep the man.
I'm saying, when a woman steals your man, mm-hmm. you just did her homework for her.
She just... That's true.
That's it. Don't be mad at her.
That's true. You should have covered your fucking paper.
Bro, if a woman sees another woman with a man and like, you know what? Women tend to be selective. Mm-hmm. If she picked him...
That means he's good quality.
That means he's good quality.
Yeah, like...
Let me go ahead and get that shit.
Correct, correct. Because nobody wants a product that stays on the shelf for months and like, you're like, what the fuck? Why is this shit still here?
Thank you.
You right?
That's what I'm saying. Women are insecure. Because if a woman was secure, she'd understand, oh, I picked a good man. Shawty just trying to get what I have. You wouldn't be mad at Shawty doing what she needs to do.
Okay, so now let's do the reverse. What about men who get with a woman and say, hey, you can't be showing your ass and titties on social media like that because you're mine.
What are you talking about?
Is it not a form of insecurity?
I don't understand the question.
Like, a woman sees a man with another woman, they want that man. But how come a man does not want his woman to be seen by other men? If they know that they are the shit and they got that woman, they would not be afraid that another man could take the woman from them from seeing them on social media showing their ass and titties. Therefore, you should be secure to be like, yeah, girl, show your ass and titties. As a matter of fact, go do an OnlyFans.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm.
See that logic right there? No, it's not. And I didn't stutter.
No, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. You buy a brand new, beautiful, shiny sports car.
I want everybody to see it.
Oh, you have a shiny sports car. Mm-hmm. Are you gonna put that shit up on Turo for everybody to ride around the block for free?
It's gonna bring me money.
I said for free, nigga.
Are
you gonna let everybody around the block? Oh, look at my shiny brand new sports car.
Yes, I'm not gonna put it in the garage. I'm gonna leave it in the driveway.
And you gonna let the neighbors take that come shit
through and come through and take pictures?
Yeah, you're a cuck.
Come through and take pictures. Not drive the car. They'll come through and take pictures.
You let your girl get fucked in front of you, huh?
No.
Yes.
She can show her ass on social media and get a bunch of
money. You're letting your woman.
I'm just a pimp. I'm sorry. You got the pimp game like me.
Is that what you call it?
That's all it is.
You call it being a cuck a pimp?
Being a pimp cuck.
Nigga.
Pimp cuck.
Cock-a-doodle-doo, nigga.
So you still see, you're a master evader. You're a master manipulator, master evader, master at all the bad shits, all the bad durs. So let me get this straight. You don't think a man being controlling of his woman is insecurity?
I don't understand. Have you not gotten the memo? We live in a patriarchy.
Not anymore. We have
a female president?
Yes.
Exactly. My point stands. We live in a patriarchy. Men can do no wrong.
To be fair, the only reason we don't have a female president is all the female that ran are fucking idiots.
Okay.
Let's dig your grave. Except for one.
Yeah, keep going on that.
All right. There are plenty of countries with women president.
We're talking about this country, bitch.
But in America, the idiots that were selected were truly fucking idiots.
All right. You going down that? You know what? Instead of digging
your grave,
let me build a hill for you to die on.
There you go. So we got a fucking bitch who fucking is...
Oh, the B-word. Knowingly
crooked.
The B-word. Wow.
Who everybody knows is crooked, other than dumb Negroes who are like, I'm going to vote Democrat no matter what.
Yes.
Wow. I'm going to vote Democrat no matter what. And then we have another bitch who got picked because she was black. So then that's how you're going to get
the
liberals to vote for her. Like, that makes no sense.
Black bitch. You really want to go
ahead. They tried it with a white bitch. It did not work. A black man beat the white bitch.
You know what? I'll accept the white bitch. I'll accept the term white bitch.
And then the black bitch, who's not even really black if you really think about it.
All right, pause. Now, the hill is tall enough for you to die on.
Okay.
Climb that shit, jump on.
Long story short, we have better black hoes than other hoes to run for president in the United States.
Yo, we talk so negatively about our black queens. Can we please be positive?
That is positive. I said we have better ones to run for president.
But you said black hoes.
The first female president will be a white conservative woman.
I'm mad at that take. I think you're right.
It ain't gonna be no liberal hole.
You know what? If our Lord and Savior Candace Owens decides to run, I think.
This is the first time that I would still not vote. Fuck all that shit.
No, I'll back up our... My lord and savior, stop Candace Owens.
Oh my God.
If she runs for president, it'll be the first time in my life I ever vote.
You don't even watch Candace Owens.
What are you talking about?
You only watch her Bridget Macron series.
And her Ryan Reynolds, Blake
Lively, the fuck you the, don't.
Fiasco, the fiasco. You send me the links all
this
the time.
This nigga find out about one thing.
Yo. Do not speak blasphemously about my relationship with my Lord and Savior.
First of all, she's not black because her husband is white. Her husband is an original colonizer.
Do not, I repeat, do not.
Handsome speak guy, negatively but he's still English.
About my Lord and Savior, Candace Owens.
Pretty smart, like very well spoken, articulated, and everything.
You're just mad because she's getting white dick and you're racist.
Racist against white people?
Mm-hmm.
Me?
You ever seen
I love crackers.
You ever seen?
I like rich. It's like the best tasting.
You ever seen black guys getting dirty looks from white girl from black girls when they're with a white woman?
Mm-hmm. But no black guy ever gives a black girl who's a white guy dirty looks.
Dirty looks.
Mmm.
Insecurity.
You're right.
Black men are secure where they don't feel threatened by these white dudes.
Full circle. You're right.
White dudes.
Exactly. We know our dicks are bigger, so they like
exactly.
That. Like the queen gonna come running back to the
exactly.
King.
Exactly.
You're right.
Right. Like the black girl's gonna get with the white guy for the money, get that check, and come back. That's how it is.
Mm.
You ever seen an old interracial couple? Consisting of a black woman and a white guy, like in their 80s, 90s?
No. I'm trying to think about it.
No, you don't see that.
I've seen it one time.
No.
At my job.
No. Yeah. Either the black girl will kill the nigga and inherit his money, or divorce.
Mm, okay.
I think people should look into this phenomenon.
Okay, so then you're opening up a nice...
I'm telling you.
Pandora's box right now.
Mm-hmm.
Which interracial couple is allowed? Do you think is generally accepted, more accepted?
How many races are there?
Enough. If we go by trans logic, there's like infinite number
of races.
Of races, yes.
Let me see. I think there are five races. If we have an amalgamation of all five and different.
Wait, list the five races.
There's black.
That's not a race.
There's white.
That's not a race.
Black, white,
yellow, purple,
Asian. Mm-hmm. Is it Asian Pacific?
Wait a minute. How come those two get a color and then this get a fucking
continent? Okay, yellow.
Continent?
Black, white, yellow.
Oh.
Mud brown.
He said mud brown. He called Asians yellow. You know that's racist, right?
Season white.
Huh? What's the season white?
The Latinas.
That's not white.
They're seasoned white.
That's not five races. You missed.
I did. I said black, white, yellow, mud brown, season white.
He said mud brown.
What do you mean?
Google CEO is gonna take down your video personally.
You assume I'm an Indian? You're the racist one.
You said mud brown.
Yes.
What is it then?
Mud brown?
Uh-huh.
You never seen a mulatto, bitch?
What the fuck? No.
You never seen a mud brown bitch?
Hey, whatever this nigga name, I'm not going to say because YouTube is going to pick it up and tag it. Take this nigga video down.
No, thanks.
Take down his old channel.
What the fuck? If this channel succeeds, you succeed, nigga. You should be rooting for it. Oh, my God. Anyway.
I don't condone racism.
Sexism.
Black Lives Matter. Sexism.
Mm-hmm.
Bigotry.
Believe all women.
Homo-sism.
Homo-sism.
All of the schisms, I don't condone it. I'm an ally, guys.
I'm an ally, too.
Wait. Fuck. ADHD brain. Go back to the original thing. Which race, interracial couple you think is generally accepted?
Generally accepted?
Yeah.
I think white and Asians.
I was about to say that. Yes. But why, though?
I don't know.
I feel like a white man with an Asian woman is the original definition of a cuck. Because like a lot of them got wives from overseas or whatever. They started that trend, that cuckish trend. That
I'm a weak little boy. I can't get a real woman. Which mixture makes the which mix
I'm of kidding, race, I'm kidding, guys. Fuck.
Which mix of race makes the best looking babies?
Black and Asians.
Black and Asians?
Mm-hmm.
Black, I think black with anything makes them cute babies.
I think black with anything makes the best looking combination.
That goes to show the
white. Actually, let me take it back. I've seen Spanish with Japanese, like Spanish and Asian, make some good shit too.
But the thing is the Latinas, they have black in them. That's why they already have that lot.
You're right. It's the blackness.
It's the blackness.
Melanin added to whatever else makes it better.
It's like
you right?
Yeah, I'm six.
You right?
It's like pouring coffee into your milk. It makes it better.
You're right.
You don't pour milk
into your con leche.
You don't pour milk into your coffee. You pour coffee into your milk and it comes brown.
What the fuck? No.
Yes.
I don't think I said it backward, nigga.
You don't pour
milk
in coffee.
It makes sense. When you pour milk into coffee, it doesn't turn the coffee white. That means the coffee is the strongest, is the better, is the more.
Yeah, that's the point.
You know what I'm saying? Like the milk, like you would have thought, like, oh my God, this is white. I'm gonna pour white into the, you know, the black. That shit said, nah, nigga, we're gonna turn the white darker.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. You're right.
That's what I meant by mud brown. Anyway, that's it.